Inner peace. Where do we find it? People search for solutions to calm their inner storms. Some turn to tranquilizers, vacations, a new hobby, such as golf, art, etc. Others work diligently on the outside, doing physical exercise, hoping this will soothe the inner cravings for calm and peace. I grew up in South Louisiana, where hurricane season seemed to arrive quite frequently. There was such indescribable calm in the center of every storm, a place of serene peace. We were able to rest from the winds and rain beating about us. Every destructive thing came to an abrupt halt when the eye of the storm passed over us. Jesus says, "My peace I give to you, not as the world gives. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." John 14:27. Jesus wants us to know that He is the only real peace in the center of our lives. As we focus on Him and call out to Him, He soothes our frayed nerves. He brings consistency to our lives as we yield to the Holy Spirit, allowing Him to use us for His purposes. Even though the storm rages about us, we can rest assured that Jesus has all things in His control. Nothing takes Him by surprise. He guides us into all truth, and we follow Him, who equips us to live out our lives in the power of the Holy Spirit. We can experience God day in and day out by walking in the peace of God. Apostle Paul experienced the inner peace of our Lord in his life and encouraged the Ephesians to realize Jesus is our peace. Ephesians 2:14. He instructed the Philippians, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Philippians 4:6. In this world of uncertainty and pressures of life, we can have inner peace as we look to Jesus, the Prince of Peace. He gives perfect peace to the person whose mind is stayed on Him. Isaiah 26:3. Because he trusts in the Lord. When I set my attention on the Lord Jesus and rest in Him, He delivers my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. Psalm 55:22. The Lord promises to bless His people with peace. Psalm 29:11. Father, I thank You for Jesus and Your precious Holy Spirit, who gives me a secure, peaceful, and perfect today and tomorrow. I'm so grateful for my eternal future in heaven with You. All glory to Jesus, the Prince of Peace.